Space Cowboy Books presents Simultaneous Times Supplementary Log. Interviews with the authors and musicians that make Simultaneous Times podcast possible. You've heard the stories and the music. Now hear the stories behind the stories.
Welcome to Simultaneous Times Supplementary Log, an interview with Aiden Kinsella. Aiden Kinsella is an improviser, a writer, and a podcaster. Aiden is the host and producer of numerous podcasts on the Sinister Parent Company podcast network, including the comedy, philosophy, design podcast, Good Idea. Aiden believes in people, in art, and in love. Aiden hopes you're having a great day. What was your first encounter with science fiction, and what inspired you to create work in the genre?
My first encounter with science fiction was probably Star Trek, and I was really little. And watching it with my dad or mom at the house. And what inspired me to create work in the genre was that I've always found science fiction to be a accepting place, I guess. I don't know if that makes any sense. Like, there are no ideas that aren't welcome in science fiction as long as you're willing to provide the opposite to those same ideas, which I admire about the genre. I wanted to play in that space.
Aside from what you just mentioned, what are some of your favorite science fiction books?
I don't know which books that I've read that would qualify as science fiction. I like reading about science, so like pop science or science about superstition or science about human sexuality is all really interesting to me. I also am a big fan of science fiction podcasts like Ars Paradoxica and The Bright Sessions, and I almost think Bubble on Maximum Fun is a sort of a sci-fi sitcom. I don't know if it's science fiction or science fantasy, that one, but those are arbitrary words, I feel like. So I like audio science fiction, I think. That's something that really drew me to Simultaneous Times when I found it, was I really like auditory science fiction.
What compels you to write satire?
I think writing satire is just fun for my brain. Like, I think it's the thing that I enjoy. Layering comedy to get at the heart of the human experience. And so I feel a compulsion to write satire, I guess, whenever I feel a compulsion to have fun. And then a problem that I run into is that I don't always have the energy to write satire. And then I make up excuses like, I'm really tired, I'll do it later. Or, you know, I have to work right now and earn money. And then I won't write. But just existing on this planet and having my brain compels me to write satire, because I think that finding new ways to say things that have always been true or have always been or have been rooted in something or are rooted in something that has always been a kernel of truth is what I really enjoy about satire.
Are there any particular science fiction tropes that you feel are obvious targets for satire?
In satire, I think you're looking at I'm not the first person to say this ever, by any means, but you're looking at the human condition, and you're having some sort of subtext, like war is bad, or humans are going to stick it out no matter what situation they're put in. And then you explore that subtext through the lens of some sort of, in satire, some sort of absurdity, and in science fiction, some sort of cutting-edge scientific ideas, perhaps exaggerated, but usually based pretty heavily on what humans are capable of or are hypothetically capable of doing. So I think something in satire that's or in science fiction that is obvious tropes for satirizing. Science fiction and satire are often talking about the exact same thing. So almost anything you see in science fiction is a great target for satire. Like the idea of utopia and dystopia are both great targets for satire because, of course, neither utopia nor dystopia are really realistic. Most likely, we will continue going through different historical or through the historical patterns that we've been going through and repeating them and slowly making alterations and whatever. But the idea of utopia or dystopia is something that I think is a great example of the kinds of things in science fiction where it's like we're gonna take this to the highest possible extreme, and it isn't gonna be realistic in the situation you're reading it in, at least when it's first written, because it has to be heightened to prove the point it's trying to make in the style it's trying to make it in. So any science fiction trope that is a way that science fiction tries to communicate things about humans, which is what science fiction is usually always trying to do, is a great target for satire.
What role do you think absurdism plays in literature?
I think absurdism makes literature funnier, and I think it makes it more entertaining, and I think it makes it better at communicating the truth. When a reader reads your words in the absurd, they are entering into a reality that is separate from the one that they understand, so their consciousness is being defamiliarized, you know? And so as they go through that defamiliarization process of walking through the absurdity with you, not only is it funny or entertaining, it's also walking them through things that are different about how you see the world and how they see the world, and so, between how you see the world and how they see the world. And as they start walking through your absurd, they notice those differences and they make connections with their own realities. And they either find the absurd funny or they find it upsetting or whatever. But usually the absurd is meant to violate some sort of conceptual system and to use that violation of a conceptual system towards the end of making the reader laugh and also of getting across your point, which is much easier to do if the reader is laughing, because not only do they feel like more connections from your idea because they walked through your absurdity and saw where your differences were as you pointed them out and saw them in a heightened way, they're also just in a state of lower guard against your ideas because they are laughing and they are they're not thinking in the same patterns necessarily that they were before they started reading what you wrote or listening to what you wrote or whatever.
What do you think will become increasingly important themes in science fiction?
I think that the more time passes, there's going to be more media in science fiction about taboo things. I don't know if taboo is the right word because I don't know even how much. I guess my point is that as these things become less taboo, there will be more about it in science fiction. I think we're going to see more and more science fiction about non-monogamy or about alternative relationship structures or human sexuality in general. I think we'll see more of in science fiction. I think also aging, stuff about aging or anti-aging is going to be a bigger and bigger deal. Neo-evolution, human augmentation, like what would it be to have a brain that thought faster than most of the population because your parents paid for you to have a better brain processing unit through genetic modification in the womb or whatever, and then what kind of unnatural advantages you have because your parents were rich or whatever, beyond the ones that, you know, people with rich parents already have. Man, this is a great question. I don't know. I feel like the root of what I'm saying is the idea that the fewer limitations humans have, the more technology we create, the science fiction will be about the things that result from that technology. And that's, I think, completely, I would argue, really not very insightful of me to say that. But I also would argue that it is a pretty good definition of why we will see more of what we will see as science fiction goes on, and a good way for you, the listener, to think about what you think we'll see more of in science fiction. What do you see happening in technology? And then there it is. That's it. What's happening in technology? Dating apps, I think, are one thing. Dating apps and online dating in general, just like the popularity of that, is one of the big reasons I think sex and sexuality will be more focused on in science fiction. That and like just pornography and all kinds of technologies that are going to continue changing how humans think about each other sexually or connect with each other romantically or whatever else.
Tell us a bit about your work and projects outside of writing for Simultaneous Times.
I am an improviser, a podcaster, and a writer. I do podcasts over at the Sinister Parent Company Entertainment Network. I do a show called Good Idea, like the thing you say to people when they have one, which is a comedy philosophy design podcast where we design the creative and actionable solutions to your real life problems. I do a long form improv show there called Something Wonderful Right Away, which we do like a 45 minute to an hour long improvised play based on one idea at the very beginning. We've done episodes with Kristen Van Nest, with Adil Rafai. Adil Rafai is on Hello from the Magic Tavern, if you've ever heard that show. With, oh man, you're not going to know any of the other names that I say, and I don't even know if you're going to know those two names. But with my very good friends, Jeff Richardson, George Diaz, G. Daly, Russ Walsh, who else? J.V. Hampton Vincent, Josh Whitehead. I'm blanking on names right now, but that's a lot of them. We got a Kevin Hendricks. We have a rotating cast of awesome people doing comedy together. And that show's called Something Wonderful Right Away. It's really very good and fun and beautiful, and I recommend it. I'm also on a show called Straight Off the Top of My Headlines, where we improvise the news, and on a space epic TTRPG podcast called Shattered Worlds RPG. You can find all those wherever you get your podcasts. If you can't find them, tweet me on Twitter at Kinsella Aiden. That's KinsellaAiden. And I'd be happy to fix it and get it on whatever platform you're unable to find it on, whichever show it may be. Other than that, I have one project that I've recently been working on that is a newer project, and it is, I was accepted as since we've been talking about satire, a headline pitch contributor at jumpkick.net. And if you want to check out their satire, you could go check out their satire, and hopefully I'll have something up on there of my own that I wrote sometime soon. That'd be pretty awesome. Either way, it's a really great website. Check it out, jumpkick.net. And check out my podcasts, Good Idea, Something Wonderful Right Away, Straight Off the Top of My Headlines, Shattered Worlds. Thank you again so much for having me. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You just heard Simultaneous Times Supplementary Log, an interview with Aiden Kinsella, with music by Red, Blue, Black, Silver. Simultaneous Times is a monthly science fiction podcast going live on the 15th of each month. And now, Simultaneous Times Supplementary Log, interviews with the authors and musicians of the podcast, going live on the first of every month. Theme music by Dane Lescombe. Be sure to visit us at our bookstore in Joshua Tree, California, or at spacecowboybooks.com. And out now, Simultaneous Times Volume 1, paperback science fiction anthology, available on our website and on Lulu. Get in touch on Instagram and Twitter. We'd love to hear what you think of the show.